Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are joined by a man who has his number retired at WFAN Studios and eventually at Yankee Stadium, the great Alex Rodriguez. Hey, Rod, thank you very much for stopping by.
Great being here.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
By the way, I just want you to know the guy dressed in orange and blue face paint is responsible for your number being retired at WFAN. He's a huge fan and is going to want to hug you before you leave the set, okay?
I appreciate that. That's
at least you're wearing dark clothing.
Yeah. Taking two places where my number's retired. One is my high school,
oh, nice.
Westminster Christian, and right here on the fan.
I love it. There you go. So what is your opinion on the state of the New York Yankees? They couldn't hit for about a week. Then they bust out yesterday. You know the way we are in New York. We over-exaggerate. We get crazy. Do you think the Yankee fans should take a deep breath right now coming off a victory yesterday?
Yeah, I think the Yankees are in good shape. I mean, if you think about it, a little bit of a June slump, which is not is very natural for a long season. The way to look at it is they've been pretty good for about 15 weeks and down for one. So I'm very bullish on the Yankees. I think Cashman is in a great position to make a move if they need one, maybe get an extra pitcher or whatnot. But they're in good shape.
Alex, what happens when you go through this type of slump? Because it's happening with both teams here, the Mets and the Yankees. It was different for a football player because you only played once a week. But as a baseball player, what do you go through when you're down like this and everybody's screaming at you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, look, everything's bigger in New York, right? There's the greatest city in the world with the smartest fan base, right? And they're very much in tune with the game of baseball. What I loved about playing in New York is you can't fool these people. They've seen it all. And they've seen greatness, and they've seen not so great. But, Tiki, to answer your question, hitting's contagious. So is fielding. So is pitching. And everything gets magnified in a market like New York. That part is similar to football.
Right.
Where everything's just bigger in New York. So a lot of it is you have to be mentally ready to deal with it. And then once you pop out of it, you score 12 runs, you're off to the races again.
We've talked a lot about Judge's postseason struggles, and I always use you as the perfect example. You struggled, and then you busted out in 09 and carried the team to a World Series. Did you think about your postseason struggles in the years prior to the breakout? Because I'm trying to figure what Aaron Judge is kind of thinking about. He's having a historic season, but the criticism of Aaron, similar to what you faced, is, great, go do it in October. Was that something you thought about over the course of regular seasons?
Yeah, with me it's a little different, Evan, because I was in Seattle. And I had a phenomenal career in the playoffs. And I had a phenomenal career till we got to game probably five against Boston.
Yeah, it was right to the beginning, right?
And some people were saying I was going to be the MVP of that. And all of a sudden, we lose one, we lose two, and the rest is history. It's something you definitely think about. I mean, as an athlete, if I was still playing, I would say, oh, Evan Teague, I don't listen to any of that.
Right.
But the truth is, of course you do. Because it's so loud, and everywhere you look, the back page, the front page. But you have to get through it. And I know that Aaron is such an amazing player. He's just going to take one postseason, and he's going to be off to the races.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. Let me pull away from baseball for a second. We know you've been involved with the Timberwolves for a while, you know, a couple of back-to-back playoff bursts. You're living this unbelievable dream, right? This kid comes here, plays baseball, you become a star, make a ton of gazillions of dollars, and now you've retired and you're getting into ownership. Like, your journey has been pretty spectacular. How does that feel to be where you are right now?
Thank you, Tiki. Well, look, I would say this. It's been spectacular, big picture, but a lot of your fans know I've been through a lot of ups and downs, and I always say is like what you do once you get knocked on your butt is you got to get back up, and you got to get back up with a great attitude and be positive, and because if not, you can just sit down there, lay down, and give up, right? And that's not what New Yorkers do. So I think I am living the American dream today, but I think moments like 04 when we lost after being up 3-0 or my PED suspension, I think about those moments, reflect, and I'm literally never been happier in my life because I'm so full of gratitude and for the career that I've had through the ups and the downs. And because of my mistakes, I may not end up in the Hall of Fame, Evan. We've talked about this before. Yep. But the back nine of my life, you know, going through my therapy, doing my work, learning from my mistakes, I've never been in a better place.
So the Hall of Fame thing doesn't bother you, or does it still kind
of? Of course it bothers me. I want to be in the Hall of Fame, of course. How can I not be want to be in the Hall of
Fame? So do I, Alex. I mean, they don't like running backs.
But look, I mean, look, baseball has a very, very – I mean, look, Pete Rose, a great friend of mine, it just breaks my heart that he's going to get in now. But I actually feel that if he would have got in, he probably would have lived another 5 years.
Really?
Because I've never met anyone that loves baseball more than Pete Rose. And it broke my heart that he couldn't get in while he was alive. But baseball is tough, right? If it's a lifetime sentence, it is a lifetime sentence. I got to do my time and live it forever. But then I have to pivot and take that energy into something else.
Do you officially own the T-Wolves yet, or is this still a transition period?
Well, we've been part of the ownership group now for 5 years, and hopefully soon we can close on the remaining.
So when they asked, when James Dolan made the phone call and said, we want to hire your head coach, did you curse him out? Or how did that kind of no work? Was it a hell no? Was it an F no? How'd that go?
No. I have so much respect for the Knicks. And you know, what's awesome about – I'm not going to answer that question. So there's a quick pivot. What is awesome about New York, Tegan, you know that.
Answer the question you want to answer. You're not the one that's asked.
You're a Giant. I'm a Yankee for life, right? But there is something special about this city when the Knicks are on fire. And to see the fan base kind of just rally around this team, and the fact that MSG is right in the middle of the greatest city in the world, it's phenomenal. So I think the Knicks are in good shape. We had a big trade with them. I thought it was win-win. Cat's been phenomenal here. We're thrilled with Julius Randle.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doing Dante. And that is very unique to have a trade where it's literally win-win.
Right. How involved are you? I mean, what are they? Are they asking athletic or athlete relationship issue? Like, what are you? What is your role with the Timberwolves? Because I know you're heavily involved there.
Yeah. So my partner is a gentleman by the name of Mark Lurie, who's an e-commerce savant. He started a couple companies called Diapers, Jet.com, sold it to Walmart for $3.3 billion, and now has a startup called Wonder, which is a small restaurant, almost the size of McDonald's, but inside that restaurant, there's about 35 different restaurants, which is kind of pretty cool. So if you have a family of five, you can have five meals from five different restaurants, and that company's on fire. And basically, we, you know, once we take over, we run the whole company, right? So we hire a president of business, we hire a president of basketball operations. They report to both of us, and we run the company.
So you won't have a title? You'll just be the guy?
I think we're just co-chairmen.
Yeah,
right. And majority owners, and we're 50-50.
We're talking to Alex Rodriguez live from FanFest. All right, I'm going to bring up a painful moment as a Met fan, but I am very curious. 2009 Mets-Yankees Subway Series, A-Rod versus K-Rod. Big spot Friday night. I'm pumped up. I'm expecting you to hit a home run off of K-Rod, and you pop the ball up. And for a split second, I'm like, wow, screw A-Rod. We got him. And obviously, Luis Castillo settles under it. He misses it. Take me through your thought process. The swing, the pop-up, you running, you seeing Luis. I want the A-Rod perspective on a very famous play in Mets-Yankees history.
Yeah, so I don't, does anyone remember that? Evan, it was K-Rod versus A-Rod, and K-Rod got the best of me. So as I'm running down first base, I slam my bat. Yes. It was one of those bizarre plays in my career where you go from being a goat to a hero. And the one that doesn't get enough credit on that play is Mark Teixeira. He's at first base. Yep. He is busting it. So for all you little guys, always run hard. You don't need talent to run hard. It's effort. So I loved it. I mean, that's the unsung hero on that play. But I'm going to give you Evan and Tiki. I just read this the other day. 1986 World Series. Mm-hmm. Ball goes through Bill Buckner's leg on game six. Mm-hmm. Game seven, 60 million viewers watched that. Mm-hmm. 60 million. I mean, those are football numbers, right? And in 04, when we were playing in the ALCS against the Red Sox, 30, 35 million people watched that. It's just phenomenal how much the game of media has changed in the landscape. You know, our parents used to have three channels, ABC, NBC, CBS.
Right.
Now there's 3,000 and 3,000 different platforms. My mom can't find the Yankees. The Yankees played, 2 weeks ago, the Yankees played 5 days, five different channels.
That's right.
Wow.
I couldn't find three of them.
That's why I don't think we'll ever get those kind of rating numbers just mentioned.
Impossible.
Like, football's the only sport.
People give up on it.
Yeah. Football's the only sport.
Yeah.
So we're here at Fanatics Fest. First of all, you're enormous, so you stand out above everybody else. But what does being here at Fanatics Fest mean for you? Ruben's done a hell of a job putting this all together for the second year in a row. It's just gotten bigger. Kids are here. These are my Florham Park kids down here in front of us, Berkowitz's kid. Like, what does this mean to you to be amongst all these people who really love and adore you, man?
Well, Michael Rubin, you mentioned that he's become like the Jeff Bezos of sports. I mean, truly what he's done here, and to bring Fanatics in the Mecca in the middle of New York City in this great venue with all these awesome fans. Look, I would say the world's never been more divided, and sports and music brings people together.
Right.
And you have Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, MSG, people hugging and screaming. Nobody cares about any of the nonsense and any of the noise, but our team is winning. Tiki, you remember when we grew up, Evan, we would say we're all 10 years old, like these kids' age, and we'd say, What team do you like? What music do you like? We're best friends, and we become friends for the next 30 years.
Right.
I miss those days.
I get you.
Yeah.
One last thing, very important. Later today, we're going to find out through a vote we did here at WFAN who the active king of New York sports is. And Jalen Brunson's getting a lot of attention. Aaron Judge is getting a lot of attention. You are uniquely qualified to answer this. Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, who is, in your mind, the king of New York sports right now?
I think whoever wins the championship first.
So neither.
Right. Or both.
That's a good way of not answering the question.
I love them both. No. I mean, that's an easy one.
You got politics in your future,
man. No. I really don't. I hate politics. I really do. But I love sports, and I love New York. I'll tell you what. City of New York could not be represented by two better individuals. I love Aaron Judge, and I love Brunson.
Well, but you said it's an easy answer, so who is it?
I honestly, whoever wins the title first will be the biggest
star. All right.
New York's about champions.
No, I think you're right. Unfortunately, we're in a drought right now. We haven't had one in a while.
Liberty.
That's true. Liberty. We have the Liberty.
And they beat us last year.
That's right. Alex, we appreciate you stopping
by.
Thank you very much. The great A-Rod. You going to go in for the hug now, Sean?
No, just thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.